The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Skehan is with me now, the Sunday Independent columnist, to talk about these proposed changes when it comes to apartment building regulations. So the Minister for Housing, James Brown, talking about reducing the minimum size from 37 square metres down to 32 square metres, and talking about reducing some of the obligations when it comes to common areas and communal facilities, for example. And he is talking about savings per unit of between 50,000 and 100,000 euro, which means you would get much more units. Much more bang for your buck is how he hopes developers and financiers would see it. Conor, is he right to think so?
And of course, the builders will pass all that on, won't they?
Absolutely. They notoriously pass savings on.
I think it's kind of an interesting backhanded acknowledgement of the fact that regs cost money.
Mm.
That having bright ideas that we're going to do something to make the world better has a cost. We need to do more assessment of the cost of victory, of virtue signalling, of people saying something's a good idea. At the time when the bedsits were gotten rid of, a lot of well-intentioned, very knowledgeable people were saying quietly in the background, this is crazy. We can't do this. These perform an incredibly important role. I think a lot of the problems come from the fact that we carry out our housing debates in very simplistic terms, as if there's just a house with a garden on the front and the garden at the back, or a flat. There's dozens of different types of accommodation that range from different ways they're owned, to different locations, to different stages in your life, to fulfilling different needs. And until we open the whole debate up, we're not going to make a lot of progress. And we will continue to be vulnerable to people who are doing the equivalent to, frankly, the incitement to hatred, for which we've got legislation of taking that softest of sore spots, which is housing, and poking everything. And you can poke, you can always poke housing to make the body politic squeak and make people run away from hard decisions. So in a good way, in one way, it's a good thing. In one way, it's an acknowledgement that regs are costing money. I think that the minister is wildly optimistic in thinking that you'll get those kinds of costs.
Yeah, because I was trying to do, I mean, it's about a 13% reduction in size. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on I was looking at the Chartered Surveyors, there's figures, their most recent figures. You're talking about up to about a 20% saving. So I mean, it would suggest that you're really making a huge saving then in terms of the other obligations that are going to be relaxed.
Well, as I say, I'm not going to get lost in the detail because housing is a forest and lots of people get lost in there. But the real trick is to stand way back and hear, Minister, thank you very much for acknowledging it. That's something your job would do. Thank you, Minister. You've acknowledged that regulations add to the cost of housing.
Yeah.
Full stop. Let's just stop there. Now, let's take lessons from that and see what we're doing. So, for instance, we're proposing to make it compulsory to add photovoltaic cells onto houses. Lovely idea. Very good. Very timely, you know. How much is that going to cost? Oh, that's another 2% on every house. And we've a raft of other regs coming up between here and 2030 to do with insulation and heating and leak proofing. How much is that going to do? That's another 5 or 6%. Before you know what it is, we've an extra 10% in less than 5 years onto the cost of our house.
Yeah.
And that's all pushing it further away from us. So we need to have that big conversation.
You said something in this studio before, and it was kind of, I think the question might have been something along the lines of what advice would you give a minister? And the advice you suggested was do nothing.
Just stop.
Just stop. Stop interfering. Stop doing things. Just let developers and builders and financiers and everybody else get their head around the situation and the circumstances as they exist currently, and learn to live in that world. So in that sense, is this just another example of tinkering?
It is more tinkering, exactly. Well remembered. And that's what we have to do. I mean, everything will settle down after a while. And as somebody once said, where there's schemes, there's schemers. And there will always be the clever architect or the cute developer who'll find another way of nudging the regulations to get a few more in. It'll settle. But the big thing is to stop the finger wagging, virtue signalling people saying everybody's got to have a perfect house and whatever their perfect means. Bedsits, a lot of us spent a lot of our time in bedsits. I'd be ashamed to show you some of the places I lived in, but they're happy memories, good places. I was young, I was flexible, I could put up with the stuff, you know. When you're an older person and you're very vulnerable, not so good, not so smart. But that ties in then with the idea that there are horses for courses and there's different kinds of accommodation for different phases of your life.
Yeah, what always strikes me, one of my vices when I'm abroad and I was away for the last couple of weeks is I always look into an estate agent window when I walk past to find out kind of the types of property that's for sale and how much it's going for. And anybody who's been in France will know this experience. And if they do likewise, 20, 22, 23 square meter apartments for sale and for rent in all of the cities.
Yeah.
Much broader range.
And also it's very interesting when you're in a lot of countries, they quote the area of the flat first and then they'll often give you a price per square meter. You know,
yes.
They're thinking in those terms and you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. And then the other thing, of course, we never look at when our little noses are pressed to those same windows, we never look at the conditions. I mean, the place is completely unfurnished. You have to furnish it all yourself.
Yeah.
Fit it out yourself. And all kinds of other conditions like that as well. If it appears in the market, I mean, I have a daughter who spent ages in Berlin and watching the amount of stuff that never comes on the market. And when you eventually go to see it, you wouldn't let your cat live in it, you know. So Germany, for all of its sophistication, has just as many of the old-fashioned things. But again, people are as happy as sandmen.
It takes a degree of political bravery to stop tinkering, doesn't it? Because of how long it if you kind of were had the minister's ear today and you were saying, listen, that's it, enough tinkering, just let the situation lie now. You know, in 6 months and 12 months time, you're still dealing with a crisis, as people have gotten used to calling it. And the political temptation is, I've got to be seen to do something. It's that version of that, you know, justice must be seen to be done.
Yeah, well, there's two sides to that story. One is it's well over 10 years now since I had exactly that conversation on the side of Merrion Square, talking with the minister as we walked from the Dáil up to the housing agency. And I said, Minister, for God's sake, whatever you do, stop doing stuff.
What minister was that?
Owen Murphy.
Yeah,
five ministers ago. That's the first thing. The second thing is to take a lesson out of one of the last ministers for housing, who I won't name him personally, but who frankly stood up to a lot of interviews when these kinds of things were happening. He said, stop, just stop. Stop catastrophizing this. Stop trying to make a big deal of it. Let us just get on with our job. And there's an element of bravery required just that, telling people to stop. Stop trying to catastrophize this.
All right. Well, listen, we'll have to wait and see. It might take a few years whether it has the positive effect that the minister hopes. Connor Skeehan, Sunday Independent columnist in the Meantime. Connor, thanks a million, as always, for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.